Throughout the ages, the Bible has proved to be indestructible, even though, all through the centuries, it has been subjected to the fierce opposition of men. Divine providence, however, has kept it, so that we possess it intact and complete today. Since the first books were written about 3,450 years ago, Holy Scripture has been handed down in texts that are, except for a few details, identical with the autographs. This is an absolutely unique case in the history of literature. Historical accounts reveal that there were many attempts to destroy the Word of God. One of them is told in the Bible. In 604 BC, the prophet Jeremiah wrote a scroll of prophecies threatening the people of Judah and King Jehoiakim with God's judgment if they refused to repent of their evil ways. When these prophecies were read to him, the king scornfully took a knife, cut the scroll in pieces, and threw it into the fire. The Lord ordered Jeremiah to write a second scroll, similar to the first one, but with a few more additions. When the time came, God's word was accomplished, and judgment fell first upon King Jehoiakim, and then, a few years later, upon Jerusalem and the people of Judah. From its early beginnings in the first century, the Christian church went through dark times of severe persecution. Nero in 64 AD and successive Roman emperors relentlessly hounded believers. In the second and third centuries, regular campaigns for the extermination of Christianity were launched. The worst of these attacks was started in 303 AD by the Roman emperor Diocletian. Christians were forced to deny their faith, burn their Bibles, and sacrifice to idols, failing which a terrible death awaited them. Many Christians died, and almost all the manuscripts of the Bible disappeared. But 10 years later, in 313 AD, another emperor, Constantine, reversed this repressive policy by establishing religious freedom. Then, at the First General Council, declaring he was a believer, Constantine acknowledged the infallible authority of Holy Scripture. And 50 complete manuscripts of the Bible were copied by order of the emperor at the expense of the state. During the centuries that followed, Christian doctrine, defined by the apostles and recorded in the Bible, was threatened by other dangers. Paganism, ecclesiastical corruption, and worldly practices imperiled Christianity, which had become the state religion. Bitter controversies divided the church. Differences of interpretation and heresies sprang up. To counteract these dangers, remarkable men, the church fathers and theologians, came forward to defend the truth. In the 5th century, the Roman Empire began to collapse. The danger then came from the Germanic tribes of the north moving forward victoriously and leaving death and destruction behind them. The empire was overthrown, Christianity was once again in danger, and the Bible was seldom seen. To compensate for the destruction of biblical manuscripts, a vast work of copying began in the monasteries. This task turned out to be essential for the preservation of the Word of God. The Bible remained, however, almost inaccessible to the general public for 1,000 years. During the Middle Ages, only the clergy had direct access to it, and the reading of the Bible done in Latin during Mass was incomprehensible to the uneducated man. For centuries, reading and studying Holy Scripture was forbidden to laymen. Those who wanted to make the Bible known or to translate it into popular speech did so at the risk of their lives. Towards the end of the 12th century, for example, the Waldenses rose up, Bible in hand, to confront the errors of the church, but they were cruelly persecuted. Then, in the 16th century, came the Reformation that no persecution could stop, and in those countries that were won over by the Reformers, the Bible recovered its full rights. Translated, printed, and widely circulated, Holy Scripture was received enthusiastically by the people. But from the 18th century onwards, the Bible was confronted with enemies of a different kind, coming from the ranks of Protestantism. A whole army of rationalist theologians came forward to attack the Word of God. The Bible today has long been subjected to fierce negative criticism. It remains, however, the most translated, printed, and widely circulated book in the world. Next episode, The Spread of the Bible.